Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
Here we go. The greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Happy Daytona 500 Day. I know a lot of you guys, a lot of people don't even care about NASCAR. I've actually lost a lot of interest in it. But I will say this, the only race that I do get excited for is the Daytona 500. Because I grew up, I mean, it was less than 20 minutes away from DeLeon Springs. So, you live that close to one of the most famous racetracks in the world, yeah, you're going to go to it. You know, these little bitty things. You know, my dad passed away this year. And just when you think, like, man, you're not depressed, you're not hurt every single day. There's just little bitty things that will pop up that will remind you. It'll be like, yeah, this is the first time you're going to experience this without your dad. You know, watching the Florida Gator football games this year, man, that was rough. If I'm just going to be honest, that was pretty tough. I got to put this window down a little bit here. I look too pale. That's also the other thing. Since I'm not out by the water with my shirt off all the time, I'm getting pale as hell. Oh, look at this. Look what I can do now, guys. Look at that. I can put stuff up there. Raymond B, look at that. I can put up your chat message. I can do that now. I see. I got to work on that. I got to figure out how to do that now. Yeah, yippee yo, says Raymond B. So I'm learning new stuff here every single day here. All right, so I'm also working on this, guys. If you guys could think of any stuff, you know, I talked to Fozzie today. Fozzie gave me some tips. He's like, man, you guys stop giving out the number and the email so much. You're sounding like a jobber. I was like, okay, yeah, I could definitely see that. I could see where I would definitely be looking like a jobber. So that now look down at the bottom. I got the scroll there. And then I got this one. Here we go. Tuttle.net for all things Tuttle. This one's for Ian Hanna. People, you know, sometimes they think that I go a little long when it goes to my live feeds or live reads. So there you go. And I'll have to end look. Simple there as well, too. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Tuttle. So, yeah, I was up late last night working on a lot of stuff. I got a new background today, too. Thank you, Raymond. Here, Raymond B., I'm going to put you right up there. Raymond B. says, getting better every day, Tuttle. Really appreciate that. One of the first stories that I wanted to get into today, this is a funny ass. There's so many jokes to be had here. So many jokes. And I'll get to them, trust me, I will definitely. But this obese bear, by the way, the stories that I screwed up there. I got a job. Got a job, my friend. Don't worry about me. And, you know, with the amount that I'm making off of YouTube, all I got to do is have a part-time job. See, I can put William up there. William said, yes, it is. Keep up the good work. Why, Tampa Terry Light? You trying to be a dick? Just asking. Anyways, this obese bear is terrorizing this town out in Sacramento. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, this bear is laying heavy, heavy, like 488. 488 back in the day, rocking Bubba Clem. You got to see this bear.
The Tahoe Keys community in South Lake Tahoe has been dealing with bear break-ins for months now. The problem, so bad, state officials say their only option is to trap it and kill it. But animal advocates say not so fast.
He's a big guy. He likes to eat.
A big boned bear.
Hey, look at this bear.
What? Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
It's just jokes. Just jokes. Bubba's actually looking thin and rugged as hell. He's keeping that silver fox look going on. But come on. This right here is the shock jock version. Like, if they did a bear version, like the Bearstein Bears, but it was with the BRN, this would be the bear that would play Bubba the Love Sponge. And then you'd have, like, the little girly bear. Then you'd have the big dumb bear that would be Lummy. Then you just have the grumpy bear, maybe Blitz. I'm not saying Blitz is grumpy all the time, but, man, look at that bear, man. Late and heavy.
Bear, with an appetite to match, has made his habitat around the homes lining the landscape in the Tahoe Keys.
He's always lived his life.
All right, so is this Bizarro Dog the Bounty Hunter here? Look at this. This is Dog the Bounty Hunter transitioning. I'm telling you, geez.
In that area, he's a well-known local.
Well-known, and now?
Oh, see, did you see that? Please make me gag. Look, when they zoomed in on the bear, look at that. Hold on, watch this.
Well-known.
All right. This is just a picture, but can't you hear the sound of the bear just breathing hard? Pop, I got to put that up there. Maybe a bear with horse teeth. I'll give you a tongue. See, it doesn't sound as good. Romy does it. It's so much better. War the bear with horse teeth. But yeah, this bear looks like he is just breathing. He's having a tough go. That bear looks depressed. Could we do my 600-pound life bear edition?
And now wanted by the California Department.
All right. You're the local news. Don't morning zoo it out with a wanted poster and put the bear up there. Because you know what's going to end up happening? There's going to be a lot of white trash. Maybe inbred. They're going to be like, hey, did you see the news? They got wanted posters for that 400-pound bear. Let's go out and collect that reward. Cute, cute.
Department of Fish and Wildlife. A spokesperson says this heavy-duty domesticated dude has damaged 38 homes and is responsible for more than 150.
Yeah, what is the weight-bearing load on their front porches where they're keeping their trash cans? That bear, he's going to collapse a front porch deck all day.
He calls the adult male such a menace.
Why do they keep zooming in on the bear's face? Like, they're being complete dicks to this bear. He's depressed. He's eating a lot. You know, going through a lot of tough times here. Maybe his bitch-ass bear wife left him, and he's eating his feelings.
They say they have no choice but to trap it and kill it. It's a move the Bear League calls cruel and unnecessary.
Oh, by the way, that bear is not fitting in that bear trap. No way at all that bear is going to fit in that bear trap.
Sorry.
We don't want anybody to get hurt.
There's Dog the Bounty Hunter, female version.
Nobody wants that. We don't want the bear to die.
And that dog looks so sad. Look at that dog. Like, he's like, oh, she's almost done with this interview. And it's going to be the peanut butter game. Peanut butter game is coming back. And this dog probably...
Either.
As word spread of the agency's plans and traps were put in place, backlash, not associated with the Bear League, soon followed.
It's how the community feels. They do not want the bears to pay the price for human ignorance. So when a bear is set to die...
Do you think there's a lot of... Okay, see, this is not me... Dude, this is not me trying to shock jock or anything like that. But this is out. Well, no, it's Tahoe. But do you think there's like any of these big hairy gay men, which are bears, are like, oh my God, we need to be careful here. Somebody might mistake us for a real bear. That was weak. That was lame.
Because of what's been going on in that community, people take a stand.
So why isn't relocation an option?
Yep, Raymond B. Oh, coming in with the fiver. Thank you, Raymond B. on a Sunday. This isn't going to be the longest live podcast. I got to put that one up there. Looks like Howard Stern in a blonde wig.
Fish and Wildlife says it's not viable since the...
Man, they keep... See, now, they're just using the same fat picture of the bear, but they flipped it just to make you think it's a different picture, because the other pictures they were showing, the bear was pointing that way.
Burly bear doesn't know how to hunt. The Bear League agrees.
We don't believe in relocation. It doesn't work, and they usually die a horrible death trying to survive after relocation.
While the...
Fozzie is on a roll here.
A colossal carnivore has avoided capture so far. The Bear League says the best solution is twofold. Having homeowners better bear-proof their properties and move...
What are you going to do? All right, hold on. Wait a minute. For one, why do you put a bear on a bear-proof trash can? Kind of like you're poking the bear in the chest a little bit. Like, you are not getting into this garbage. But guess what? That is not going to stop
properties and moving the big guy.
That bear right there will Kool-Aid man himself right through that door and get to your garbage. He will. There's no doubt about it. This guy could be a nose tackle on the Chicago Bears. God, that was a hack joke right there, too.
To a wild animal sanctuary out of state.
This has to stop.
Well, the Bear League says it's still waiting to hear back about a possible sanctuary move from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Meantime, a meeting on the issue is set for tomorrow night in Tahoe Keys.
Tahoe Keys, a bunch of rich assholes that don't know how to take care of their garbage. They probably feed the bear too. If I'm being honest, they are most likely feeding that bear. I'm gonna try a different angle here. I gotta go that way. Gotta go that way. Just want to get a better like angle, but then Jesus Christ. I shouldn't have tried to do this stuff last minute. There we go. That I think that looks better. You can actually see me a little bit better. Yeah, Raymond B, look, you want to know why I was not going to do a live stream, but the only reason I did a live stream was because I did a lot of work last night. Hold on. I did a lot of work last night to end up, you know, improving the little bells and whistles when it comes to how the live stream works and stuff. So that's exactly what I... That's the only reason. This is kind of like a little bit of a test run. So I did put together some show prep and stuff. By the way, how is the audio sounding today? Because I also kind of fine-tuned it. I kind of roughed in the processor. And I'm just curious to see how it sounds. Is it sounding a little bit better today? Maybe you guys can't even tell a difference unless you got really good speakers or you're wearing headphones. This next one, now, I could only find this video.
Slipping and dipping that thing.
All right, so this guy right here, all right. See, this the only place I could find this was on TikTok, and they used the up and down, the horizontal, or horizontal is that way. Horizontal is this way. Yeah, okay. Anyways, they used the up and down video format. So this is why this video looks all stretched out, because I had to do that. But
and then dipping that thing with the stop. Windshield.
This guy right here, the major airlines. You know how the major airlines, have been having a problem because their pilots have been going on strike. I would fly all day. I would become a male stewardess if this cool-ass dude was a pilot, because he's not going to let anything bother him. He's cooler than the other side of the pillow. And listen to some of these drops, and I'll go through the drops.
Slipping and dipping that thing with the wind shear out here. Crab that thing in the wind. Crab that thing. Crab legs.
Now, is that a saying? Crab legs? For real? Because, or is he getting crab legs? Did he take his private plane, his little prop plane, to go get some crab legs?
Slipping and dipping that thing with the wind shear out here. Crab that thing in the wind. Crab that thing. Crab legs. Extra butter.
Extra butter. Extra butter.
Extra butter on this thing, man. Crab legs. Extra
man.
Butter. Extra butter. Extra butter. On the numbers. On the numbers. Let it do what it do.
Let it do. Let it do. I mean, all right, so say you're hitting a lot of turbulence, and you know this guy, he's not sweating it. You know what would calm the passengers down? You know what would definitely calm the passengers down? Just turn on the speakers. Turn on the speakers and let this guy give the play-by-play of landing you to safety. I got to play that.
Slipping and dipping that thing with the wind shear out here. Crab that thing in the wind. Crab that thing. Crab legs.
Is this guy running drugs for a cartel? This is what it seems like.
Extra butter. Extra butter on this thing, man. Crab legs. Extra butter. Extra butter. Extra butter. On the numbers. On the numbers. Let it do what it do. Hey.
All right. So I wanted to share that. I know that it was short. I find all this weird stuff. But these were some of my favorite drops that I pulled out of there.
Crab that thing. Crab legs. Slipping and dipping that thing. Let it do what it do. Extra butter on this thing, man.
And then I found this one. You need to add that. I'm going to add that to the intro. Kind of like I'm coming down and I'm landing on the internet, getting ready for the live stream. My mom. This is another thing that I mentioned it earlier. I mentioned it earlier about when these things come up. You know, this is going to be the first Daytona 500 that I've had to watch without my dad. And me and my dad, we ended up, Yellowstone. Yellowstone was another show that me and my dad did. And I had a hard time watching that next season because it was one of those things that me and him loved. We enjoyed together. But we also watched Ozark. He didn't get to see season 4, part 1. I just finished it. I would like to, if you're in the chat room or you want to give me a call, I want to hear people's theories on how they think Ozark is going to finish. Because I'm a little worried that they're going to, like with The Sopranos. I think that the pressure was just too much and they could not come up with an ending that they thought was good enough. And I have a problem. I have a fear that that's what they're going to do with Ozark. They're going to screw the pooch. No, I do not know when part two comes out. And all right, so the questions I got on the table, and you can answer in the chat room, and because I can pit your comments if you're just joining me now. See, I can pit your comments up there, like Raymond B. Do you know when part two is going to come out? No, I don't. But I would like to hear your theories. Does everybody die? Who is the last man standing? Do you think Marty is going to survive? I have a bad feeling Marty's not going to survive. Yeah, somebody who can't. All right, so we'll definitely do that. I'm just learning through all this, but I would like to hear your theories. How do you think it's going to end? And also the other thing, like Disney Plus, Apple TV, they don't like release the whole season at one time. They've never done that. Netflix lets it eat. Like when a new show comes out, Netflix just puts the whole thing out there and people will binge watch the hell out of some Netflix shows. Do you prefer to binge? Because I also do this with TV shows as well. Before all the streaming stuff came out, I would get so like into a show, its first season, I'm like, yes, this is great. And then the dumbass networks wouldn't even pick the show back up. And I would get burned. So then for a while there, I was waiting for a show that looked good to get a couple of seasons in. Same thing happened with Hannibal. Hannibal had like two or three seasons, but that was an amazing show. I mean, Firefly back in the day. Crab legs. Thank you, Rich. Rich. Coming in with the crab legs. Did you think that was funny, Rich? I really did. Pits makes your butt on it here.
This is crazy.
Oh, this is my Ruth drop. I love it.
This is crazy. I don't know shit about fuck.
Ruth is the best character.
Crab that thing. Crab legs.
That's for you, Richie.
Crab that thing. Crab legs. Slipping and dipping that thing.
Let it do what it do.
Extra butter.
Uh-oh. I got a phone call coming in. Hello, who is this? This is a Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Tud? It's Fozzy, buddy. I just want to comment on, you were talking about Ozarks, and if you like to binge or watch it week to week. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I haven't watched a whole lot of Ozark, but man, it takes me back in the day. I've done both. I've binged some, and that's all right, but I'm a commercial man. I like commercials myself. I like the creativeness of commercials, and it just, I really do. So
does it build is it kind of like valving it off with the commercials? Like, you know, you're top eye popping, you know, like
it is like valving it off. Sometimes I need to get the gimmicks up, the setup right. You know, I might have to pack my bowl or go to the kitchen or whatever. So commercials, man, or I might want to look at something on
I knew
Facebook
I was having this problem. Damn
the
it.
Commercials are.
Give me one second. I watched the first episode. You know, what I like, I'm going to go watch it. I'm sorry, Screw Smitty. Here, you know what? Stand by. I'm going to put even the bad comments up there. Come on, Pat. No, I was messing around with the board. Can you guys hear? All right, it's good now. All right, so you know what I like about the Book of Boba Fett is how they're kind of like having a Western like style to it, a Western feel to it, don't you think?
Yeah, it's good, man. And if you're a Star Wars mark, which I am, I've seen it about a dozen times as a kid back in 78 in the theater. If you're a Star Wars mark, man, I think you're really going to like it. But I'm going to bring it back to the binging and the week to week. Now, I've usually been watching things with the binge deal, but I have been watching this week to week. It got released every Wednesday, and then I would watch it on a Thursday, and it gave me something to look forward to. It brought me back to back in the day when I was watching Dallas. You can fag me out if you want to. Jokes.
Please do not use that word. But, I have no dump button, man. And I'm on a certain format that doesn't like that word.
Jokes, kid. It's jokes.
I know it's a joke, but I can't take that risk. Sorry.
I got hard buddy. Anyway, but it takes me back to Dynasty and watching things week to week and gives you something to look forward to. So, yeah, I just want to let you that, and I'm enjoying the show, and I'll keep up the good work. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Hey, thanks, Roz Fozzy. Oh, man, I hope Foz doesn't get me in trouble there. It's the one word you can't say on certain platforms. Jeez. Hold on, I got to get this like all straightened out here. I keep messing around with it. Anyways, yeah, if you want to give me a call, you can easily do that, but Jesus Christ, Fozzy. Ugh. Why'd you do that to me, man? Please, don't ever do that again. But yeah, you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. Got some new comments in. Rich. If you're with Colton, tell him to give my ass a call, man. I think he might be mad at me. I don't know. Like, I can never be mad at Colton. I never hear from him. I think he's got a chick now. He's working all the time. I get it. I'm not like a third wheel. I need to get over and see you guys. Maybe I can just sit out in your garage, Richie. Is that fine? I need a garage to adopt me. And I'm not saying that Colton's mad or I'm not allowed at his garage. I'm just joking. Jesus Christ. See, you got to cover your own ass on everything. I was talking about the Daytona 500. Last night they had the Xfinity race. And I'm not going to get into the bolts or nuts and bolts of racing. I'm not going to get into depth about it because I want to talk about this accident last night. Holy crap. And this is supposed to be the new car. Everybody just said they could hear it. Everybody said they could hear the phone call. I know at the beginning, you could not hear Fozzie, correct? You could not hear Fozzie at the beginning. But when I fixed it, you guys could hear Fozzie. Am I correct by saying that? Please, scratching for traction. Anyways, I'm going to get right back into this. But last night, the Xfinity race, there was one of the worst accidents I've seen in a really long time.
One bank. Next flag will end the race. The caution to the checker.
Now, guys, keep in mind.
Next flag will end the race. The caution.
Keep in mind, guys. This is a new car. This is a new car. It's supposed to be safer. And they're still catching air. And this one car almost took out Michael Jordan.
The checker.
AJ's got to manage his gap here. He's doing a good job of it.
That's like Tampa traffic going on to Malfunction Junction from I-4 to 275.
Yeah, he's got to get to the top. The top's going to have the biggest energy here.
Mm-hmm. And this always happens. This always happens. They get crazy at the end.
Anyone's going to come with a huge shove.
There he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Right behind him. Crossover. Here he comes. That's Austin Hill in the 21. Big crash.
Wow. Michael Jordan had like a holler back out in here. They were watching on the backstretch. They said almost 600 yards away, a lug nut from a NASCAR was embedded into the front of his RV. Man's game, definitely man's game.
Caution is out.
You'll see somebody's like whole back wheel axle will be just, oh man, that guy, look at this. He's pancaked. Pancaked. And you know this is going to happen today. It's because there's a lot of greenhorns. A lot of greenhorns in this race today.
Looks like he's moving around, winning it down. That's a good sign. I believe Austin Hill's got this.
One lap to go.
Sponsor. Here we go. I'm going to play it one more time. Because this is a bad wreck.
We'll end the race. The caution or the checker.
AJ's got to manage his gap here.
I'm going to see if I can slow it down and kind of do it in some slow motion.
Yeah, he's got to get to the top. The top's going to have the biggest energy here.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'm going to see if I can, like, kind of slow mo it here. See if it'll catch up.
Behind him. Here we go. That's Austin Hill. Okay. 21.
Oh, look at this. What do you think that guy that's on his nose right now is thinking? Like, I don't even know if you have time to react.
Big crash.
Now it's just, oh, look at that.
And over. Caution is out. That's my.
All right, so answer me this. Riddle me this. You know, I talked about the Bob Saget thing, and they weren't releasing some of the autopsy photos or crime scene evidence or any of the info. And that's supposed to be public knowledge. But then I found out that Teresa Earnhardt and the Earnhardt family did help get a law passed, because back in 2001, I think it was just the upcoming anniversary of Dale Earnhardt. So yeah, it was 2001 that he died. And the wreck that he had didn't even look that bad. And you're telling me this guy?
21's
watch this.
Come with a huge shove.
They are two and three wide behind him. Crossover. Look at this. That's Austin Hill in the 21. Big crash. Up and over. Caution is out.
That guy walked away and laid the wood to his old lady after the race. And number three just took a little nose into the wall, which, you know, it was kind of his fault. He didn't wear a Hans device, open face helmet. His seat belts weren't done correctly. So it's just crazy. And that's why everybody wanted to know, like, why he died. Yeah. It is. Fozzie wrote, Bob Saget died from a bump on the head, and this guy walked away without a goddamn bruise. Yeah, sudden stops do kill you. I did prep a little bit today. I want to see what I want to play next. Yeah. All right, so... Oh, okay. Yes, perfect. This Friends. Next guy... All right, so let me set the story on this. This guy knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that he was going to get in big trouble for this, and he wasn't working smart. But I guess this popular streamer, he's on Facebook, and keep in mind it is Black History Month. Oh, by the way, today is 02202022. Tuesday, now get that, Tuesday, it's going to be 2222022. That damn zero had to be the minority in there. But this guy, during Black History Month, and I get where he was going with this. It was kind of a funny statement, but he also had to know that this was not going to fly, because... He actually came out on his stream and identifies as a black man. This guy right here identifies as a black man.
Today, my friends, I'm grateful I have the courage to do something I've been meaning to
do. I need to check this guy's hard drive.
Do for a long time. For years, I've wanted to be black. I've been tired of being white. I have wished I could be black when I was born. Let's just get to the point. I am now identifying as a black man and an African American.
All right. So you are? Why didn't you make this announcement in like Compton? Why didn't you make this announcement in Detroit? Why didn't you make this announcement? Do a live thing, a live setup in Atlanta. While it looks like you're playing some like Call of Duty Warzone or something. And this guy, this guy is 100% European. No black at all.
I no longer wish to be identified as a white man or Caucasian or European
Brad
descent.
That's Reels not who I am anymore. Stream.
And I've been wanting to make that change for a long time.
This guy that just shared his screen. Now, I wonder if this... Okay, so you see right there where it says Jerry Banfield? His page, he has 2,069,738 followers. And he shared it on his page. Jerry Banfield is the one that got this guy in trouble. I just noticed this. This guy probably is not like a big streamer. The reason why everybody knows about this is because damn Jerry Banfield had to be a snitch snitch ass bitch. But I think it's funny though, because that, I mean, that's some really, really good trolling. And that's when I bet Facebook got wind of it, because this guy got banned. This guy is gone out of Facebook.
Was born, I felt most comfortable with all the black kids. Almost all my friends were black. And until about middle school, and people just told me enough times, you're white, you're white, you're white. I just accepted that programming. And I've been wishing that I could be a black man for a long time. But I thought, I can't be a black man because of my skin color. And I just...
I mean, there are albino black people, but, I mean, you're not an albino black person. But I get where he's going here. This guy is most likely a hardcore conservative that is against transgenders. Like, I support men that want to be women or women that want to be men. Do your thing, and if it makes you happy, do your thing. I don't particularly agree that they should be able to compete in women's athletics. But this guy's trying to make a point that, oh, if men can just decide to be women and women can decide to be men, guess what? I can decide to be black.
Woke up and had the epiphany today that if a man or a woman can look down
at here it goes.
Their genitals and just choose whatever gender they want to be, regardless of their biology.
Jerry Banfield. Jerry Banfield wanted to make sure everybody saw this because Jerry Banfield just shared it again. And no, guess what? You can get the banana split thing done on the penis to become a woman. And I don't even want to, it's too graphic to talk about what they do to give a woman a penis. Unless, and it's unacceptable, sir, for you to go around in blackface. So, no, you can't be black. You can't.
Regardless of their DNA, regardless of what they've said they were in the past. What's up, Nicholas? If a man or a...
What's up, Nicholas? Thanks for that last $100 you just gave me because I'm out of a job.
A woman can suddenly decide to change genders, regardless of all of the other things, and that's fully supported, then I'm absolutely fully supported in changing my race. So I'm done being white.
By the way, okay, can I? Yeah, Richie says, I seen this live, LOL, I follow him. He's a very creepy streamer. Okay, but Richie, you, everybody knows, if you are a live stream gamer and you are talking to other people, white, young adults, even teenagers, are the most racist little son of a bitches that you're ever going to find, because they will use every racial slang or slur that they can throw at you. And this guy, he's claiming to be black now.
I've had enough being white. I'm sick of being white. I'm black. And I'm making this change during Black History Month. I'm very excited.
See, this is where he messed up.
Excited to make this change during Black History Month today. Because this...
As you are shooting a bunch of people in the background.
This is a time to get to know my new self, my new identity.
Well, it got you a lot of attention, but you no longer have a platform to stream on. He'll go somewhere else. You know he will. He'll be accepted. I mean, I get ad suitability hits every single time I do a show now. Hold on. I want to talk about this. I got a little theory on this one. Come on. All right, so... I don't know if you guys heard this. A lot of people here in America, they don't even give a damn about the Queen of England. Because I went over to the UK for a little while. And I don't know how I feel about... Because the British have to... They get taxed. They get taxed to pay for the royals' elite lifestyle. Their lavish lifestyle. And they don't do anything. They don't do anything. That was a big double negative. But the queen, she has COVID. And I'm a little just, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here because guess what? You know who gave it to her? Her son, Charles. And don't you, I kind of feel bad for Charles. His wife or his mother is like unkillable. Like she's a Highlander. She's 95 years old. The longest running monarch in British history. And Charles might die before her. He might never, ever get to sit on the throne. And I wonder, he's like, man, I got COVID. I just did the nose swab. I'm going to go visit my mom. My mom. What if that was his plan all along? 95. 95, there's no way. No way she can survive corona. I can finally be king. And don't act like that. I mean, come on. Back in the medieval days, trust me, there was a lot of killing to get power, to be able to sit on the throne, the Iron Throne. Look at Game of Thrones.
We're going to interrupt that program because we have heard in the last few minutes...
It better not have been Doctor Who you interrupted.
...minutes that Buckingham Palace has confirmed that the Queen has today tested positive for COVID-19. Monarch is experiencing...
It's so smug to say it, too. The Queen has got COVID-19.
...seeing mild, cold-like symptoms, we are told, but expects to continue light duties at Windsor over...
Guy's got pretty good teeth for a Brit.
In the coming week, she will continue to receive medical attention and will follow...
Foz, here, I'm going to put that comment up there. I got to talk about that. You don't bust me up with your palace guards and fuzzy hats. No, those guys, they mean business. They mean business. And look, they got live rounds. They got live rounds. And they will... It's like... When you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, everybody thinks, oh, that's not a real soldier. Well, it is a real soldier, and they will shoot at you, and they will yell at you. So don't go messing with the fuzzy hat dudes.
All appropriate guidelines. That is just coming into us from Buckingham Palace.
He's got a real wet mouth. Did you guys hear that? Hold on, let me kick that up a little bit.
That is just coming in to us from Buckingham Palace. So I'll just read that statement again, that the Queen has tested positive for COVID-19, says the palace, and is experiencing mild, cold-like symptoms, but does expect to continue light duties at Windsor over the next few days and is going to continue to get medical attention and will follow all the appropriate guidelines. Let's just give you a little bit of background to that. And
by the way, this guy is horrible at thinking on his feet. This guy never took any improv classes. And they're not giving you a teleprompter? Did the teleprompter not make it to the UK yet? And you're having to read off of a piece of paper?
We knew that Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, had actually tested positive.
And he gave it to his mom. COVID is going to give the throne to Charles. And then William. William's going to be right there. And then what if something really happens? One of my favorite movies back in the day, and it was absolutely horrible. John Goodman, King Ralph. And you guys watch King Ralph? I always thought back later on when I started working with Bubba, I was like, man, if they ever did a remake of King Ralph, it could just be King Bubba. And like maybe Bubba was a descendant of royalty, the Windsors. Everybody died. And they're like, Bubba the Love Sponge, you're next in line. Here's the crown.
Met the Queen 2 days before testing positive. That was a few days ago. The previous evening, he and the Duchess of Cornwall had met the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, and others at a reception at the British Museum. That was a number of days ago.
Oh, is this counter?
And the 73-year-old heir to the throne had previously caught the virus in March 2020 when he reported only mild symptoms.
Here, and you know what? I'm going to be counteractive. If that little shot at Mike Calta gets back to him, I know exactly what his response is going to be. Oh, a podcaster? You're doing podcasts? Oh, I don't pay that guy any attention. All right. Gotcha. Because you know he will. He'll come after me. He usually blocks me.
What up, Mark? Let me just repeat the statement we've just had in from Buckingham Palace.
You know what? This guy is, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. One last story, and then I'm going to go get ready to watch this Daytona 500. I know that I'm just blowing through news and stuff, but I just wanted to test out some stuff. I want to thank everybody that is joined the Sunday live stream today. Coast Guard.
And
high here on the cutter, James, more than 70,000 pounds.
All right, so get this, guys. $1 billion worth of cocaine and marijuana was seized by the U.S. Coast Guard. David Rivera, man, how you been, buddy? $1 billion. This is all weed and cocaine. And when you hear the weight of it, you can't tell me some of that didn't disappear. Nobody. It's like throwing a deck chair off of the Titanic. Nobody's going to know. It's like peeing in the ocean. Nobody's going to know if you take a 8-ball of coke.
Piled high here on the cutter, James, more than 70,000 pounds of drugs here, more than 54,000 pounds of cocaine, more than 15,000 pounds of marijuana. Had this hit the streets, it would have had a street value of more than $1 billion. A major score for the United States Coast Guard. After months at sea, they bring back tens of thousands of pounds of drugs. In Coast Guard video.
Are these the guys that they caught it from? You would think that they would give drug dealers, like, really fast cigarette boats, Miami Vice style, like cigarette boats that could just haul ass.
They capture one of their interdictions, a speedboat trying to outrun.
Oh, they got a speed. They're ditching stuff. They're throwing stuff out as they're full Talladega matted across the water.
Only stops after the CG flexed its muscle.
Steps that we take to allow them the opportunity to abide by our task and direction. If that does not happen, we employ warning shots, which is...
Oh, and those U.S. Coast Guard boats, they have... I'm almost absolutely sure they got 50 cals on them. And you know they got sharpshooters. It's like I've never understood those Somali pirates down there. They're in a little John boat that any white trash person in Volusia County has, and they're chasing down a big container ship, and somehow they're able to get up on the... I don't understand why those boats are not... I know some of them have guns, but most of them just have those big water cannons. You should be giving those sailors some guns.
What you saw in the video. A lot of the times, the targets decide to comply at that point.
The Cutter James spent 3 months patrolling coastal and international waters. It made 11 busts, netting cocaine, marijuana, and other drugs, setting a Cutter record. Stacked high and along the Cutter's deck, the seizure made possible by multiple agencies. Cutter James.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Captain Phillips. Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now.
To my left shoulder here is just representative of the U.S. efforts, the allied nations, and our Western Hemisphere partner contributing nations that do this important work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
All right, we
had
get
the
it.
Drugs hit U.S. streets, it had the potential to be worth more than $1 billion.
I like their colorful packing. Oh, here, you son of a bitch.
54,000. Feeding the drug abuse epidemic.
It also means pooling the talents like we have
in
nations.
There, look right here. Sorry,
a year.
Messing up.
Have the drugs hit U.S. streets have the potential to be worth more than $1 billion. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said it also had the potential to ruin...
Get that woman a footstool to stand up. You can barely see her over the podium.
Countless lives feeding the drug abuse epidemic.
It also means pooling the talents like we have here today to make America safer and stop the brutal pain that drugs too often brings to our nation and to too many...
A good time.
...families. Thank you all for that.
The U.S. Coast Guard plucks more drugs than any other agency or country in the entire world. And they say this is a warning for anybody wanting to run drugs. Eventually, you'll be caught.
Eventually be caught. All right, guys. I want to get out of here. I want to thank every single one of you that has tuned in this week. Always open to suggestions. Because, you know, I've talked about this, that... you guys are like supporters. I'm a big soccer fan, soccer supporter. And a lot of the clubs over in England, they call their supporters, the people that go to the games, their fans. Because they're just as important as the players themselves. So I'm open to any suggestions on how you think I can improve the show. I'm all ears. You can email me. It's down at the bottom. Tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Anyways, guys, getting out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe. Enjoy the Daytona 500. Might do a winner circle, like, wrap-up of the race later on if I feel like it.